Good afternoon, and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now open your Bibles, open your minds, and join in the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'm back from the Summit County Fair. I want to thank Pastor John Lutz for sitting in for me last week and helping me as I called into the program from the Summit County Fair last week. Got to meet some people out there, and it's nice to be out there. Had a great time talking to a lot of people about the Lord and sharing what the Bible has to say. And we'll be talking about some of those things in the future a little bit more, and I'll touch on a couple of the course of the program maybe today, and certainly on Sunday night, last Sunday night, talk about a little bit, but this coming Sunday at 10 o'clock, you can join us for Late Night Live with Pastor Al. Just let you know about that in advance. We are going to be doing a push with on this coming Sunday night at 10 o'clock with Chris Long, President of Ohio Christian Alliance. We're going to be doing a last-minute review and updates on what's happening with Issue 1. And, of course, that was a big part of our booth at the fair this year, letting people know about Issue 1 and interesting comments that you hear, things that people say, and why are you as a church, why are you as a pastor, why are you as a Christian supporting Issue 1? I thought that that's not legal, and you hear all kinds of things like that. So we had a lot of fun trying to educate some people, and by any means, or all means, maybe I could put it that way, it is absolutely legal for pastors, for churches, for Christians to talk about issues that are on the ballot and even advocate for them. You can even put up a sign in support of an issue on your church property. Where people get funny is when you're dealing with politicians or with candidates, but that's because people are just too worried that the government's going to come and take away their precious tax-exempt status, which last I heard or seen, I've seen a number of politicians actually campaign in some churches. Usually if a politician has a D after his name and he's campaigning in a church in a major urban center, it seems like they can advocate all they want to, that you need to vote for that politician, and they'll collect up offerings to go to that politician's re-election campaign fund, and the pastor will endorse that politician, the church will endorse that politician. Nobody says a word because he's got a D after their name, but hey, guess what? Nobody's really attacked any people with an R or churches for endorsing someone with an R after their name. And mostly that's a big boogeyman that people worry about, the Johnson Amendment. That's a whole other story too, but a lot of people are in fear of that, and they're afraid that if they're an incorporated church, that they're not allowed to weigh in on anything remotely political. I'm sorry. I have a Bible that says that we ought to be salt and light in the world, and that we're supposed to pray for our elected officials, and that we're supposed to weigh in absolutely on the moral principles of the day. Why do I say that? Well, as some of our people at the fair were told by somebody that they were asking them about getting involved in Issue 1 and voting for it, and their response was basically, well, I'm just a sojourner here. Wow, that's a great response. I'm just a sojourner here, meaning I'm just passing through. I don't need to get involved with anything. Wow, what if we, you know, applied that same philosophy to soul winning? Well, I don't need to worry about any souls. I'm just a sojourner here. I'm just passing through. It's not my business, not my affair. I'm sorry, but God kept us here so that we can be involved, so that we can do something, so that we can accomplish something for the Lord during this time. Matthew chapter 5, verse number 13 says, you're the salt of the earth, but if the salt hath lost its savor, wherewith it shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and be trodden under the foot of men. And then he says in verse 14, you're the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. And then he says in verse 16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Well, how can you just cop out and say, I'm a sojourner, I don't need to get involved with anything? Well, and your salt's lost your savor, and you're good for nothing but to be cast out and trodden under the foot of men, and you're a light that's hidden under a basket, not giving light to anybody, not accomplishing any purpose at all, and certainly people can't see the good works because the light's not shining. And am I on a bit of a tangent there? I suppose I am, but I am just kind of really praying and hoping and praying. Like I said, somebody, we work as if everything depends on us, and we pray as if everything depends on God, because it does depend on God. And in the hope that we will see God move things so that on Tuesday, August the 8th, just this coming Tuesday, we will see issue one passed here in the state of Ohio. So yes, I am very adamant that that if you believe the Bible, if you want to make a difference, to make it possible, to help ensure that programs like this can be on the air, programs like For the Cause of Christ that are on before us with Pastor Lutz, or programs like Pastor Rusnacko's on after us, ensure that we still have the freedoms that we enjoy. That's how much I believe that issue one is important, that you need to vote yes on it. So let me encourage you, vote yes on issue one. If you haven't already voted early, if you want to vote early, you can go right now to the Board of Elections and you can cast your yes vote for issue one. Make sure it's in. Or if you're going to be there on election day, don't forget it. It's this Tuesday. As I was saying to somebody, yeah, if you're going to vote yes on issue one, show up this Tuesday on election day, August the 8th, and then I'll set this off with a qualifier so that nobody gets too upset. And this is my qualifier. This is somewhat tongue-in-cheek. If you're going to vote no, then show up on Thursday, on Wednesday, August the 9th. You can't do that. There's no election that day. We say that kind of tongue-in-cheek. But, you know, the unfortunate thing is, in some of our past elections, we have had votes that showed up on the day after election, and they got snuck in and counted and have affected a few votes. I think we could say the presidential vote maybe the last time, but a number of things like that. Well, anyway, this is Pastor Al, Live with Pastor Al, and you're listening to Live with Pastor Al here on AM 1220 The Word, and you can find us at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. If you go there, you can find out more information about me, about our church, the Richfield Bible Baptist Church, and I am a pastor. I don't just play one on the radio. I pastor the Richfield Bible Baptist Church, and we meet at 4174 Wheatley Road, Suite 200 in Richfield. And I say Suite 200 because if you're looking for a building with a steeple, you're not going to find us. We meet in a commercial suite at 4174 Wheatley Road, and that's, as I said, Suite 200, Richfield, Ohio, right near where 77 and 271 cross. And of course, Wheatley Road at that point is Route 176, and that's where you go to get on to 77 there. But we'd love to have you visit us. We have a Bible study tonight, starting at 7 o'clock. 7 to 9 is our Friday night Bible study. It's an informal Bible study where you bring the questions about the Bible and current events in light of God's Word, and we just have a good time of fellowship. We have refreshments. There's coffee. There's hot water for tea, cold water, and whatever else people bring in terms of food and different things. It's just an informal fellowship that we have, and like I said, you get to bring your questions, and we just discuss what the Bible has to say about them. And We'd love to have you show up. That's tonight, Friday night at 7 p.m. at the Richfield Bible Baptist Church at 4174 Wheatley Road, Suite 200 in Richfield. And then, of course, we have our regular services there every Sunday. And we have a morning service at 11 o'clock. And during the morning service, I'm currently preaching through the Gospel of John. And then we have our evening service at 6 p.m. And during the 6 p.m. service, I'm currently preaching through the book of Proverbs. And we're one of those churches that still has a Sunday morning and a Sunday evening service. And then, of course, we have our Friday night Bible study, as I said, every Friday night. So we got other things that come up from time to time, things that we do. And so we just invite you for that. And let's see, what else do I want to mention? Of course, mention the radio program every Friday afternoon at 1:30 to 2 o'clock, and then every Sunday night from 10 o'clock until midnight. And I had an opportunity this past Sunday. There's a new program on our sister station, Rising Tides, I believe is the name of it, with Khalid Namar. If you listen to Bob France on our sister station, 1420 on in the morning, he has a program 9 to 11 in the morning. And sometimes Khalid Namar has filled in for him as a guest host, and so some people are familiar with him from that, but he started a program, and it's on Sunday nights at 9 o'clock, and I came in this past Sunday night and joined him from 9:30 until about 10, and then switched over to this studio where I'm sitting right now so that I could be on our regular Sunday night program last week, and then at 11 o'clock, Cleed came over and actually joined me during the last hour of our program as well last Sunday night. So we had a lot of fun with that. We may be doing some similar things in the future, but trying to certainly point people to the Word of God, encourage people in their walk with Christ, and of course, we want people to find Christ as their Lord and Savior. If they don't know for sure what would happen to them when they leave this world, would you just cease to exist? Would you maybe make it into heaven if your good deeds outweigh your bad deeds, or is there something else going on, just what is hell? What is hell? What's the lake of fire? Are they the same thing? And who goes there? And how can you avoid going there? And so we talk about things like that and try to point people to Christ, that we can know that for sure that our sins are forgiven and that we have a home waiting for us in heaven. And I was going to talk about that a little bit here today because of some things that come up at the fair and some things that come up this past week. But again, before I touch on that, I just want to remind you again of the election and the fact that we'll be talking about this at length in our 10 o'clock hour on this coming Sunday night with Chris Long, president of Ohio Christian Alliance. And let me direct you to their site, ohioca.org. That's ohioca.org. They have a bulletin insert that's at the top of the page, and it's probably one of the more concise things that gives you some basic information on issue one, gives you the text, it tells you why it's important, and a little bit of the history. And I think it'll help educate you on the issue. A number of churches have been passing this out. A week and a half or so ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, I was at a meeting up in Willoughby at, I believe it was Heritage Baptist Church, a good church up there in Willoughby, just getting started, and a group called Faith Wins, and a number of pastors were there, and they were passing these out in their Sunday bulletins, and we're talking about different reasons why pastors should be supporting issue one. Certainly, if nothing else, one of the things that that came up this past week with the latest, survey or latest polling on issue one is that the race is really tight. on this issue. Basically 42% to 41%, as in for versus against issue one. That's very tight. That means 17% of people are essentially either not planning on voting or they're just unsure what they're going to do. And I'm sure that that is tightening up a little bit here in these days leading up, these final days leading up to the election. But something that's also interesting is that the same poll that found that currently 42% favor issue one and 41% are opposed to it, found that 53% of Republicans are supportive of issue one, which means that 47% of Republicans are either against it or completely undecided, a number of people that can be reached of Republicans. The other interesting thing is that it said that or found that 56% of Democrats are against it, which means 44% of Democrats are either for it or undecided, meaning that there's a lot of potentially undecided Republicans and Democrats that we can still reach and educate and hopefully persuade to vote yes on issue one. And that's one of the things I noticed at the fair last week. A number of people who were undecided, even some people who were already decided to vote no but hadn't voted yet, after seeing what issue one is going to do, it's going to raise the bar from a bare minimum of 50% plus one vote, which could be essentially as small as 50.00001% of the vote, to fundamentally alter the Ohio Constitution, which is the bedrock governing document of our state. And this is a dangerous thing. That means our Constitution, state Constitution, currently, and this currently I mean since 1912, can and probably has been on occasion altered or changed based on potentially missed votes. And why? What do I mean by missed votes? Since I have been doing some of the elections for a number of years, I have seen many times where people have turned in a ballot and they said, "Oh, I forgot to vote on that issue." And I say, "Well, do you want a new ballot if they haven't run it through, or if they or want to try to do it again?" They say, "Ah, no, don't worry about it. Just send it through." Or they've mismarked it. And I said, "Well, do you want a new ballot?" And they said, no, just send it through. It's not that big a deal. So do we want the state constitution being altered by that kind of an occurrence? Whereas issue one will raise that to 60% of the vote would be required. And this is interesting because a lot of the groups such as the Planned Parenthood and ACLU and Democrat Party of Ohio that are claiming that if you raise it to 60%, people are losing their voice. All of these organizations and more that are against issue one, it just seems like so many of them, in order to change their constitution, their organization's constitution, you got to have 60%, 66%, I think some are 75%. But somehow when we alter the Ohio Constitution, that's not fair to have 60%. But it is to alter their constitutions. That's a little hypocrisy right there. Another thing that issue one will do is currently, in order to change the Constitution, a citizens-led initiative, you have to get a petition signed, a certain number of signatures, and you have to go to half of Ohio's 88 counties, which means you only need to go to 44 counties. And of course, they go to the 44 most populated counties generally. People don't go to Vinton County, the least populated county in Ohio. They don't go to the rural parts of the state. Issue one would now require that they need to go to the rural counties as well. They need to go all 88 counties. Now, it's not that they got to get 100% of the county's backing. They merely need to get 5% of the voters based on the last governor's race, and they just need to get 5% of the voters in that county. And I had some people at the fair say, well, that's no good. Rural Ohio already has too much of a voice. I don't think they should have that that voice. Well, okay, they weren't for rural Ohio. They were against rural Ohio. I had somebody said, well, I'm for the 60%, but I don't think one county, if they can't get 5%, could keep it from going to the ballot. I said, well, you know, you got to go with what's more important to you. Is the 60% more important to you? He said, no, that one county that can keep something off the ballot if they can't get 5% in that county to sign the petition, that to him was more important. I'm sorry, we live in a republic, not a democracy. In a republic, everybody should be represented, and all 88 counties should be represented. And I see by the time we're really quickly coming to the end of the program, I had some more stuff I wanted to share on the importance of salvation, but I just because of the election coming up, I believe it's so important that we're to be salt and light, we're to go out and make a difference. And so these are just some of the things. We'll be talking about this more at length on Sunday night at 10 o'clock. And so I hope you'll make a point of joining us Sunday night at 10 o'clock right here on AM 1220 as I talk with Chris Long, President of the Ohio Christian Alliance. May even have somebody else on with us, don't know yet, as we talk about issue one, its importance, and what's happening. And do, by all means, do pray for the elections this week as we come into the election. But again, in the few minutes that are left, one of the things that's so important, and we see the left has an agenda. Pastor Lutz said in the last half hour about how the mayor of Cleveland kind of let it out of the bag that they're coming to curtail your Second Amendment rights. That's one of the things affecting your gun rights, the Second Amendment. And there's other things that are going to be coming. And how long before they come after our First Amendment rights? You know, they're chipping away, but for the devil, the First Amendment, not the Second Amendment, is kind of the holy grail of rights that he wants to get rid of. And there's a reason for that. Let me read to you here in the few minutes that we got left in Romans chapter 10. We got about 3 minutes here. But in Romans chapter 10, Paul writes this. He says, starting in verse 8, but what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's Romans 10, and ended with verse 13 there. But before I read verse 14, let me make my point here. And this is why I am so burdened that God's people get out and vote yes on issue 10. They're going to eventually be coming after our First Amendment rights. And when they begin to tell us what we can say publicly, when they begin to tell us what we can't say publicly, remember the Jewish leaders told the Peter and John, the other disciples, they ordered them, they threatened them, and they told them not to preach or teach in the name of Jesus Christ, and they went out and did it anyways, and they were apprehended, and they were brought before the council again, and they basically asked them, didn't we tell you not to do that? And they said, we cannot, you know, whether, you know, that we need to obey God rather than men, is what they said. And so when we look at this, this is why this is important. Let me go back to Romans chapter 10 here in verse 13. He said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But then notice what he begins to say in verse 14. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath relieved our report? And then he says in verse 17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Friends, one day they're going to come after our First Amendment rights, not just our Second Amendment rights. And we've seen the threat there. We've seen the threat in other countries. They're going to tell us that you can't preach this gospel. I had somebody at the fair said, I'm offended. Offended. She was offended at the gospel message that Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me. If she had her way, she would ban me from being able to publicly proclaim these things. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Step up and defend your rights. Be the salt and light God wants you to be. Thanks for listening. God bless.
You've been listening to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Read articles on a variety of topics by Pastor Al at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to join him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. The Bible Baptist Church meets at 4174 Wheatley Road, Suite 200 in Richfield every Sunday at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m., and then every Friday at 7. You can contact Pastor Al by writing Pastor Al Davis at Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night
from 10 to midnight.
And again, next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2, right here on AM 1220, The Word. Late Night Live with Pastor Al is brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.